There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a line of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to the Katz Report on the radio. This is John Katzalamidis. I write the Katz Report in the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly. I write for all the titles in Greenspun Media Group, including The Sunday, the news magazine that comes out on the Sunday, except on the occasions it comes out on the Saturday and the Monday as I talk with Rented Mouth. Joining me this week is the founder of the family act, The Shintas. This is the collection of entertainers out of Buffalo, New York, who arrived in Las Vegas in the year 2000 with a gig at Shimmer Cabaret, and they've been a popular draw ever since. These days, the Shintas are at the Plaza Showroom with dates this Friday and Saturday night, and again March 11th and 12th, and once more on March 18th and 19th. Catch them if you can. Here to talk about the Shintas is the lead Shinta, Frankie Shinta. Welcome back.
Hey, FS. Hi, John.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. Good. I'm with you.
I know, right? I was so affected by your position here in the studio. I kicked the intro, so that's all right though. We're just gonna play on. It's live, right. Sort of.
It's live radio.
It's like live.
It's like live. It's like live-ish. My brother. He's kind of alive.
Kind of like Joey. Live in the medical sense.
Yes, in the medical sense.
So how have you been?
You know what? Things have been great.
All right.
You know, and we've been touring, and about 2 months ago, ran into Oscar Goodman up at Salvatore's Italian restaurant in the Suncoast.
At Suncoast, right.
Oh, my God, the food is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, Shinta. I said, hey, Oscar. He goes, I want to talk to you. I go, well, you got my number. I said, call me. So he called me, and he said, I got an idea. I go, what's that? He goes, well, my president at the Plaza, Jonathan Jostle.
John Jostle.
Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Class act.
New father.
Yeah, I know. He's got a baby boy.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now he knows everything his parents yelled at him for was right. He let him suffer like the rest of us.
He's got a great heart. He's got an old soul, Jonathan does. Yeah.
And he wanted a classic Vegas show. And he goes, Oscar said, boy, my mouth's working good too.
Yeah, it's contagious.
It is. Did you throw it over here? Oscar says, I told him the Shintas is the only act in town that does it all. And I go, Oscar, you really have never even seen us, but little vignettes of what we do.
Right.
He's never, because he doesn't
stay
awake.
I don't remember being at the Hilton in those days. I don't remember him being at the Rio where you guys
played.
His
wife's been to see us.
Yeah. Oscar doesn't hang at night
he's
unless
busy.
He's... Yeah.
And
busy being Oscar.
Busy being Oscar. So he said, will you meet with him? I said, yeah. I said, look, I don't want a four-wall or a two-wall deal. I said, because
you didn't want to lease the room.
No.
Okay, that good for you.
Yeah, I'm not a stripper. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Not yet.
Well, I was. But and
not
so,
in that room.
Not in that room. So we met with Jonathan Jostle. We came up with an agreement, a contract, on a residency there for the next 5 months. And if you go to the Plaza website, you'll see our dates.
Mm-hmm.
And we came in. We did a lot of work in the showroom.
Yeah. What did you have to do exactly in that room?
Well,
it's an old room, old classic
it is.
Vegas
it really
room,
is.
Showroom.
Well, they fixed everything from the floor lighting to the – they cleaned everything, and it really looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful
I brought a lighting
room.
Designer in, which wasn't cheap. But you know what? I wanted to do it. They replaced all the lights. I mean, they replaced every bulb that wasn't working. And they have a beautiful light show there.
Yeah.
Just like a third of it was working.
Okay.
Because they didn't have a use for it. They got a game show there at night.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't need the Fresnels and the movers and all that.
Todd Bridges does that show, by the way, right?
From different good guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Okay.
So I brought a lighting designer in. He redesigned the light show. I brought in a bunch of our own equipment because I wanted to be able to just hear what we hear on stage, our monitors, a sound guy that redid their sound system. And I'll tell you what, man, I'm in love with the room. It's like you go back in time. It really is. It's a time when there were showrooms like that
with
the VIP booths.
It's the template. It is the very blueprint of a Las Vegas classic showroom, and it's very underappreciated and underutilized.
Yeah,
we can change
that.
Yeah, when you're spending all this money, Frankie, it seems like you have an objective to stay beyond just these dates in March. Do you want to continue this residency through the spring and summer?
That's a
big investment for just a few days.
It is, but you know what? I own the equipment, and I could always sell it. But no, my goal is to make this a success. The two nights a week for me is wonderful. Why? In my opinion, John, I think the five nights a week for shows like ours, I think those days in Vegas are gone because of the pace of Vegas. There's 38,000 seats a night available in this town.
Yes.
You know, so for us to put those crowds into two nights, it's a beautiful thing for us. I think we're going to have great crowds from all over the country now that people know we're there. When we travel to Michigan, of course, I'm going to give them pamphlets to come see us and spend the weekend with us. The hotel is beautiful. The rooms have all been redone with beautiful furniture.
They've done that recently.
Yeah. And, of course, Oscar's is a great steakhouse.
Yeah.
So wherever we travel around the country, we're going to promote the Plaza. We're going to promote our show, have people come and spend a weekend with us. I think it's a win-win for both of us.
Yes, and it does animate the room in a way that it hasn't been animated enough lately. We're going to take a quick break here, Frankie, and allow our movie critic, Josh Bell, to review this week's films, and then we'll return to the Katz Report on the radio. It's John Katzlamitis with Frankie Shinta. Stick around. I know we will.
What's she after?
She ain't said yet. Whatever it is, it's in an unmarked Homeland Security building.
How many guards?
Unknown. Unknown, probably a lot.
So what are we talking? 4, maybe 5 minutes tops?
No, man. We're looking at 10.
That's Chiwetel Ejiofor and Anthony Mackie as members of a highly trained crew of robbers in the thriller Triple Nine. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Triple Nine begins with an exciting, superbly crafted heist sequence that recalls Michael Mann's crime epic Heat, setting up expectations that the rest of the movie mostly fails to meet. There are a lot of shifting alliances and double crosses among the movie's various cops and criminals, but despite a stacked cast, the characters are pretty thinly sketched. There are enough turns in the plot to sustain at least mild interest, but following the opening sequence, mild interest is the best the movie can manage. I give Triple Nine 3 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is Eddie the Eagle, a heavily fictionalized biopic about unlikely Olympic ski jumper Eddie Edwards, played by Taron Egerton.
So is this the bit where you say I told you so?
No, this is where I say that without the booze, I wouldn't even have the guts to do that jump. As your coach, I think you're crazy.
I don't know what I was thinking.
But as your friend, I say you gotta do it.
The filmmakers have molded Edward's underdog sports story into a sappy, contrived, self-consciously wacky family comedy, complete with an entirely fictional American coach played by Hugh Jackman. The movie is phonier and more manipulative than the prefab backstory video packages that air during the actual Olympics. I give Eddie the Eagle 2 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. John Katzlamitis of the Katz Report on the radio. Sitting with me in the studio this week is the great Frankie Shinta, founder of the Shintas, the family act that is now headlining at the Plaza on One Main Street in downtown Las Vegas.
Isn't that something?
It's something.
One Main Street.
That's where the city started. Right
it
at
is.
That corner.
Right? It's right where it started.
That's where
the first guy got whacked, right there.
And probably at this conversation, the most recent guy got whacked. This is the 10 posts of whacking in downtown Las Vegas. We kid, of course. We just joke. Frankie, the last time you were in here, we were talking about the Frankie Shinta show. It was called Frankie Shinta at the time. That was a move when you were at the D to kind of frame the show in a way and market in a way that made you at the center. Is the show now different than it was then? And why did you make the decision to change the name back to the Shintas?
Well, it was never my decision to change it to Frankie Shinta Show, but at the behest of one of the entertainment directors there, he thought it was a good idea. And they convinced me, Frank, this is the right way to go. You know, we had Danny Gans, we had this guy.
Star policy theory. Okay.
But what we learned after that whole thing started, first of all, the PR was never really carried through the way it should have been, but Love Derek Stevens, one of the greatest guys
he's
in this
town. One of the overlords of downtown.
Isn't he great? And he's given me $53 million to do a concert for him.
$53
million. Yeah. So I'm going to give it to Kanye.
Yen?
I'm going to give it to Kanye.
You're going to give it to Kanye?
Yeah. Did you hear that? Derek's going to give Kanye the outdoor facility for free.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes. He offered, but he never responded.
No, it hasn't yet.
What a shock.
It could be. This could be a PR stunt, which would be so unlike Derek Stevens.
I love Derek. But anyway.
He's a throwback.
Yeah. When we decided, it was the Shintas that made the family act. It wasn't just me. Mm-hmm. Although my brother does, you know, a few things in the show, and he's silly, and, you know, that's Joe. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't do Neil Diamond or Mick Jagger, you know, something's wrong.
And Joe Cocker? Is that him too? Yeah. That's another one.
So, I mean, that's Joe. Those are the silly things he always did, even when we were just a duo. Mm-hmm. You know, that was Joe. So I decided, you know, I want to be the Shintas, because that is, it's not Frankie, it's all of us. Mm-hmm. It's Pete O'Donnell, it's Janine Valentine now, it's my brother, me, and our orchestra. Got a horn section that's killer.
The horn section, now that was a part of the show. You're, when it's in order, your show burns musically. It's really good musically. And the horns went away at the end of your D run, right?
They did.
They're back in on stage?
They are back in the fold for good.
That's reason
and
enough
to check them out. And they're amazing. I got Michael Evans on trombone. You know,
nice.
And Michael's just a monster. Mm-hmm. And two other great horn players, Steve and a new kid that just joined forces with us. Adam Cressup,
okay,
and Pete Bresciani, they switch up. Great trumpet players, and Steve Johnson on sax, and filling in for Steve Johnson is one of the great lounge performers. Tommy Alvarado.
Great. Wow, he's been around for a long time.
So the horn section is great. The band is great.
And Peter's been with you from the beginning. Your
Pete
music
is
director
just,
and
he's
drummer.
The best, man.
And Janine is also.
Janine, very
takes
talented.
Takes a backseat to nobody.
No, and nobody is
nobody.
Right. Nobody.
At all. She came in here last time. I saw her down at her lounge gig over at the East Side at Encore when she was over there.
Yeah, she
that
does
was great.
Some of those ones, right? Mm-hmm. And you know what? She loves doing that stuff.
Yeah, she's a busy
God
singer.
Bless her. She's a busy girl.
Yeah, but she's also dynamite. The act. So
very
talented.
That
is the lineup.
So we're having a ball. We put in some classic material that we've let go for a long time because that's what they wanted. He literally said, I want what brought you here. And that's what we're doing.
Jonathan said this?
Yeah.
Now, well, tell us what we're going to see for those out there who haven't seen the Shintas. What do they expect when they walk
into the
Plaza?
Where
you're
going to see new stuff is we always do. We always change. But guys like George Burns are back. And when he comes on stage, he lets the audience know, look, there's some of you out there that does you have no idea who the hell I am. But think of me as your grandfather. You know, the one that yells, get off the lawn. You know, like Bernie Sanders. And I've written some new material for George Burns, and there's new music and some of the old characters that haven't been around a while. You know, the Sinatra, the Dean Martin. And we're working on changing that show every month a little bit. So if somebody comes in March, they're going to see a different show in April.
Right.
So, you know, but the nuances that the Shintas are known for will always be there. That's what we are. We're not going to reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. This is what we are. And, you know, really, literally, people will come to see us a lot of times, or somebody will just come and see us once or twice. So we want to give them the best of what we do. Mm-hmm. And we've written new material and then put it in the show and look at each other the second we're singing that song, looking at each other going, we could never do this song again. You never know in rehearsal until you perform it.
There you go. Yeah. You got to try it out, right? Tell me about what it's like to do business downtown, Frankie. I mean, I know doing business in Las Vegas is challenging enough. Downtown is a whole different climate down there. What's the key to getting people to pay to see a show anywhere? What have you learned so far in this room?
Well, I'll tell you what. It is different. This town is different. Everybody wants something fast. You know, people that go downtown, they want to grab a beer, walk around, and look at the lights. You know, the overhead Fremont Street experience.
Right.
But the Plaza, the thing that's good about the Plaza, they cater to our crowd. Mm-hmm. You know, little things like bingo. They got the biggest bingo parlor. And that's literally, that's our crowd. People that game on the machines.
Yeah.
People that play machines, that's our crowd. So now we're catering together to this audience that will eat there, that will drink there. gamble there and come see a show there.
Mm-hmm.
So for all of us, Jonathan Jossel, Oscar Goodman, and the Shintas, it's kind of a win-win. And if it works, it's going to be the start of something very good for all of us.
Is there an option for you to continue if you want to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. On both ends.
Yeah.
But we wanted to make sure. I do have obligations on tour, so the two weekends a month worked out perfect for us, and it worked out great for Jonathan, because when you're the president of a hotel paying for a show, you want to really try it out. Mm-hmm. I want to feel the waters. How's this going to feel? How's it going to work out for us? Boy, I love the Shintas, but, it ain't working out, or it is working out. Now we could sit down and talk. Let's add six more months.
It's challenging enough just to get a backer in the first place.
Absolutely.
Then to have a multi-year deal on top of it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You got to be prudent about it.
And if this works out, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be sad if this was our home for a long time.
Right.
I really like downtown. I really do. I love walking around downtown and places like the D, the Plaza, all those little bars now that all these college kids go to and have a ball.
Yeah.
I love that atmosphere.
Yeah, Fremont East is populated with what you're talking about. There's been many, many millions of dollars in investment, not only in the Plaza, but other surrounding hotels, Gold Nugget, even El Cortez. What Derek Stevens has done with the D is remarkable from its days at Fitzgerald. So there's a lot of energy.
There is. And Derek Stevens bought another hotel.
He bought the Las Vegas Club.
Yep. Yeah. And he's going to change that. And everything that happens like that gives downtown a new life. Now, I love the Strip, and God knows I'd love to be headlining at the Bellagio, right? But, the thing about downtown is you can walk from one casino to the next, and it's safe now. It really is. It's not like it was looking back 10 years ago. Geez, be careful when you go down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to worry about anymore.
Yeah, it is our pedestrian corridor, you're right. And it's undergone a renaissance and continues to undergo some investment down there. And people like Oscar Goodman and the Shintas down there. And I know Gordy, who's done business down there, Brown at the
Great
Golden
job.
Nugget.
He's still doing.
He's still doing down there. Does help, generate a lot of energy.
And the Nugget brings in once a month. They bring in like a name act that's like from our past.
Yeah, it's like the 52 Fridays, they call
something
it.
Something like that. And that's great for downtown because that audience, now if people are staying the weekend, they're not going to go there three nights.
Right.
So that opens the Shintas up to a night. And I could send my audience to see Gordy Brown on the night they come to my show. Hey, while you're down here, my buddy Gordy Brown is right there at the Nugget.
Mm-hmm.
And I love doing that. Yeah. Or Clint Holmes at City Center.
At the Performing Arts Center. Cabaret Jazz.
Yes, that's what
Cabaret
I meant to say. Yes.
At the Smith Center.
Smith Center.
Yeah. And that's essentially downtown also.
Yes.
And that's another area. There's some real talent happening in that area. I mean, there's some serious talent. You're hardwired to perform, I think, aren't you? You are born to be on stage.
You know what? Shinta. I stepped on stage when I was 7 years old. And I knew that's where I was.
What did you do with that? Where was that? What
it was on a local TV show called Uncle Jerry's Club, where little kids came on and they all did. It was kind of like American Idol, but a local show, right?
Okay.
And all these kids are doing the Beatles. They're doing Elvis. They're doing the Jacksons. I came on and my mother and dad decided I was going to do a Sicilian song about a donkey. Well, I lost, of course.
It was a song selection.
It was a waltz. About a donkey. The guy's donkey died, and he don't know what he's going to do without the donkey.
Spoiler alert, the donkey dies.
The donkey dies. But anyway, that was when I knew I loved it. Once I heard applause. By the age of 9, I was on... I was performing in nightclubs with the banjo. By the age of 10, I was on Ted Mack Amateur Hour.
Oh, really?
Honest to God.
I did not know this about
that
you.
That got me on Griffin show.
How'd you do on Ted Mack?
I did great, like third runner-up or something. Yeah,
That's good enough.
I never won. I don't remember what. I did the banjo. Tootsie, goodbye. And then I did Merv Griffin.
Okay.
And then that opened up the door for me to play the Catskills.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. I did the Jewish Alps. I did that tour. And then I went back to Buffalo, played in local nightclubs. Then my dad bought me a piano, and I learned how to play by ear. And
that's amazing.
Every instrument.
You still play in the act, right?
It is very much.
You do
part
some Ray
of
Charles.
Yeah, I love
Ray.
Right,
it's one of the many things that are.
I mean, we go to Bruno Mars. I mean, we really cover the gamut.
Yeah,
And with Janine, you know, opera and pop.
Yeah,
and
very versatile.
We really are. We're the kind of show where if you're 17 or 90, we're going to hit you somewhere in that show. We're going to grab you by your heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At what point did the family become involved in your own path to the stage?
Well, when Joe and I were, I was 18 years old, Paul McGuire, he was a color commentator for the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, Paul McGuire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's an ex-Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bills player.
He was a kicker. Mm-hmm. He had a little place called McGuire's Arches. He called me up one night. My dad goes, Frank, it's Paul McGuire. I go, Paul McGuire? Oh, my God.
He used to be ESPN games.
Yeah. I go, he says, I need a piano bar player. My brother's van was packed to move to Florida to do sell alarm systems and play on the weekends. I said, I don't work alone. I work with my brother. My brother's flailing his arms across the table. I'm moving. I go, yes, we'll audition. We went down. We rehearsed in my dad's.
Alarm systems packed.
Honest to God. His van was packed. We went in my dad's basement, rehearsed for 3 days, went to McGuire's on a Friday and Saturday for free for two nights. He hired us that day. Within 6 months, you could not get in McGuire's unless you knew somebody. And Chrissy would come in on weekends.
Wow.
Because she was only like 12.
Uh-huh.
So that was it. Then the guy that owned the Buffalo Playboy Club, a nice Italian guy, came and offered us double what Paul McGuire was paying us.
And that was the beginning of the...
That was it. And it was in a real showroom.
Wow. Wow. Well, I remember when you guys came here at the Shimmer Cabaret, that was almost... It was pretty quickly you gained a reputation as a very fun... very energetic and very talented show, and it was the three of you with Chrissy. I'm asked frequently still how she's doing. How is she doing?
Chrissy's very healthy, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
With their vocal cord issue, her vocal cords were hemorrhaging for years, and we always thought, like any of us would think, oh, it's just a sore throat. Mm-hmm. I'm a little hoarse, and she was doing a lot of damage that we didn't realize.
Right.
By the time we had it checked out and fixed at the Cleveland Clinic. They fixed the hemorrhaging, but the larynx won't support her vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
And she could sing. She gets through half a song, and it kind of tightens up on her, and she goes a little hoarse.
Yeah.
And it's got to be – I couldn't even imagine being my baby sister, the feeling that it is. I lost my voice for 2 weeks. I just got it back like 5 days ago before we started, and I was distraught.
Mm-hmm.
So – Chrissy's healthy. God knows one day maybe somebody somewhere will say, wait a minute, I know what can fix this. And, you know, I ask her to come in, and she's just afraid that if it cracks or doesn't.
Yeah. Has she tried? It was about 4 years ago that she left.
It's been almost five.
Yeah, five.
She'll come to my house, sit in the backyard, and sing with the guitar.
Right.
And if she gets through a full song, good. If she doesn't, we just... hug and kiss.
Has she seen you on stage since all this happened?
Chrissy has not.
Yeah.
It's got to be, you know what I mean? It's like going in and seeing somebody do your job. And, you know, I got to say this. Nobody's my sister. But I got to say, Janine Valentine is
In the act. I mean,
she fit in like a glove. She really did. It was like I had another sister on that stage.
Yeah.
She fit right into the family, fit right into the act. Of course, Janine doesn't hold any punches on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no, she fits
Chrissy,
in
where Chrissy was very quiet, Janine is like very vocal, which gave me a challenge too, and my brother. But it's like having three comedians up there that can sing. And so it really did open another alleyway for the Shintas, having a third person or fourth person that can really break oranges.
Yeah, when you have the act move around like that, it's really... You don't know what's going to happen, but sometimes it's a new energy that is welcome.
That is, and I wasn't going to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my sister didn't want me to. You know, she literally said, "Brother, go do what you got to do."
Mm-hmm.
And I love my baby sister.
Yeah.
And you know, you never know what the future is going to bring. And Janine being so talented, you never know who's going to come along and say, "Hey, I'd like you to be on Broadway or something," because that girl does have that ability. She's an actress. She's a singer. She does it all. So you never know. Every day is a new challenge.
What other venues are you guys playing outside of Las Vegas? The Shintas have a schedule.
Well, we just did Hard Rock in Cleveland, Ohio.
Ah,
we sold out, oversold the room, 1,800 plus. And you know, for me, John, we've never had a record. We're really just us.
Mm-hmm.
We outsold the Doobie Brothers. We outsold Earth, Wind, and Fire. And, you know, it blows me away that our fans are so loyal all across the country. In Michigan, there's Joe Vaccari, our friend Joe Vaccari, that has a 1,000-seat showroom there. Right. Every act he brings in does one night, no matter who it is. He brings us in, we do three, and we sell them out. And we're just blessed, man. Mm-hmm. We really are.
You guys also have sold out the M Pavilion.
Yep.
At a couple thousand.
Yep.
Right.
And that it just blows me away. It really does. Because I wonder how many are coming. Oh, Mr. Shinta, you're sold out. And it's like, wow. But when you're in a place steady, I think the attitude is, we'll go see him next week. There's no urgency for the audience to come see us. But now that it's only two nights, two times a month, I think it's going to be nice. People coming in from our favorite places like Michigan and New York and Ohio and Chicago, how you doing? They come in and they know they could spend the weekend with us.
Right. And it helps for your road appeal to have that kind of place in Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
You are a Las Vegas headliner.
When you come there, this is our home.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a pamphlet, or you know, we have the rack cards. Come and spend a weekend with us. We'll take care of you.
That's a great calling card. It still is.
It
Las
is.
Vegas affiliation.
Very blessed, man.
And it seems like you guys were born and raised here, but it's been 15, 16 years going on now.
Yeah,
that you've been.
It's home now, man.
Right on.
Unless I get thrown out.
Jonathan nor Oscar would ever throw you out.
No.
Really have to do something wrong. Well, we got to wrap it up here, Frankie Shinta. It's always a pleasure to see you. I'm going to see you during your run at the Plaza for sure. Those dates, again, are this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and then March 11th and 12th, March 18th and 19th at the refurbished Plaza Showroom, the Shintas, starring Frankie Shinta. And we'll do this again. I thank
you
for coming down.
Thank you, man.
Anytime.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva!